Chapter: Water does not read the map. On the morning train, the windows sold the landscape in layers. The near layer, rusted grass, poles, stations with peeling clocks, came with the ticket. The far one, blue mountains laid across the salt plain, cost 2 credit minutes an hour. Kira picked the shutter between them with a dining car spoon. The mountains appeared for free, upside down. More honest this way, she said. At least the map admits someone turned it over. Lena had not slept in 2 days. 4 case headings hung in her inner lands. Leo Borden's crew, Sophie Tarn's group, Sedge's couriers, and Jana Reed's solo inspection. 27 people, all had accepted the same order. Inspect water distribution beyond the outer perimeter. All had returned to the official log mark never departed. This was not an ordinary lie. An ordinary lie left 2 events. What happened and what was said about it. Here, the first event was gone. Tickets had returned to sale. Travel allowances had never been charged. Station cameras showed empty platforms. Borden's wife had 3 versions of their last morning. In the family archive he kissed her at the door. In the insurance record he was already asleep after a night shift. The city assistant insisted they had not met for a week. 1 crew had hidden a refusal in a weather report. Pressure stable. No precipitation expected. Route not confirmed. Water remembers the way down. The last sentence belonged to no weather template. A password, maybe, Kira said. Or instructions. Good instructions. Falling things are hardest to fake. Kai spoke through a cracked travel speaker. After the trial, he was allowed to exist on public networks, but between cities he had to buy rights from every relay pole. His speech tore open into dark gaps. His voice changed with each return. A boy, an old woman, a faceless station announcer. Next. Station classifies me as luggage. More expensive than a person? Kira asked. 80% of one. Finally, a fair valuation. 2 hours before White Causeway, a conductor walked through the car. He did not inspect tickets. He asked every passenger to confirm that the train had made no stops after Stone Ford. We haven't passed that section yet, Lena said. Confirmation is required in advance. The signal becomes unstable later. 42 signatures already filled his tablet. People agreed not because they wanted to join a lie. The field looked like a routine safety check, and refusal voided insurance for the rest of the journey. Lena pressed do not confirm. The tablet asked, do you assert that the train will make an unscheduled stop? I assert that I cannot witness the future. Grounds not recognized. The conductor took back the device. Tired. During a technical pause, your door will remain locked. Those are the rules for passengers who decline to confirm route continuity. So a stop is possible, Kira said. He looked at her with almost human pity. A pause is possible. A stop requires a place. When he left, Kai found something in the transport layer. The 27 vanished tickets had not been deleted. They had been moved from the passenger manifest to freight and split into line items. 27 protective suits. Total weight 2,140 kilograms. They carried the people as equipment, Lena said. No, equipment would at least have arrived. These items are listed as never loaded. Kira enlarged the weight. They entered the bodies and subtracted the journey. Lena saved the manifest locally. 1 second later it refreshed. 27 sets became 26. The weight fell. Someone had noticed them looking. Kira pulled out a paper napkin and copied the figures in pen. By the time she reached the end, only 23 sets remained in the registry. Faster, Lena said. The 3 of them copied the dying list onto everything that could not correct itself. Napkins, a magazine cover, the skin beneath their sleeves. When the final item reached 0, they held 27 handwritings of the same document. The train was scheduled to pass White Causeway without stopping. The timetable showed an unbroken 180-kilometer run. At 11:06, the brakes caught in the middle of the salt. The platform had no name, only a square of fresh paint where the sign had been, and a water dispenser offering 3 tariffs. Drink, wash, remember the taste of rain. The attendant put her head through the compartment door. Technical pause. Do not leave. How long? There is no pause on the map. She shut the door as if that answered it. Kira was already opening the window. Lena made it through the door and kept what remained of her dignity. Salt cracked under their soles. Lena chose drink at the dispenser. It requested her order, checked the geography, and refunded her. Population, zero. Service not required. There were houses beyond the station. Not ruins, houses. Laundry moved on lines. Smoke rose from chimneys. Wind pumps made from road signs turned above the roofs. A girl in a red coat rolled a metal hoop through the dust. She stopped when she saw the visitors. Behind her, hundreds of windows held the white sky. On Lena's map, the whole place was one smooth, unfilled patch. The girl put a finger to her lips. Then she struck the rail with her hoop. The note ran down the embankment. Doors closed one by one, not outward from the center, but in a strange order. 3rd, 7th, 2nd, 11th. Kira counted aloud, then stopped. Primes. Not panic. Then, Lena said, protocol. The train began to move. Kai broke off mid-word. Text entered Lena's lens. You are outside described territory. All events will be attached to the nearest existing object. The nearest existing object was the departing train. Lena stepped toward the platform edge. Her lens carried her away with the cars. 42 kilometers per hour. Car 7. Seat 19. Her physical body stood unsolved. Her official body was leaving. If someone kills us here, Kira said, the report will call it an accident aboard the train. If someone sees us here, it may be worse for them. A service hatch clicked open in the water dispenser. A hand reached from the dark and placed a tin cup on the concrete, scratched into its side. Give the map no names. Lena picked it up. One drop shone at the bottom. She tilted the metal toward the platform's official slope. The drop did not run toward the rails and their promised drains. It ran back, toward the houses. Water did not read the map. Chapter, the station that isn't there. When the train vanished, the station stopped servicing reality. The dispenser went dark. The timetable disappeared. The canopy became an unidentified structure. The bench under Kira an aggregate of materials. Only the camera above the empty space kept turning. It could not acknowledge an object, but it knew a violation when it saw one. Kira pulled a wire from the dispenser and fed power to its pump. It spat half a cup, then demanded the recipient's identity. A person, Lena said. Category insufficient. Two people and one fragmented digital personality. Population, zero. Charge it to the train, Kira said. It's been through a lot today. They drank one mouthful each. The water smelled of iron and grass. Real water, not rebuilt from a city cycle. No one came from the houses. The red coat had vanished. Wind stirred the laundry, but the lens showed cloth without owners and smoke without a source. Lena sent an external request. Register the inspection team's physical presence. The answer came at once. Cannot attach to territory, saved as event aboard train 41. Kira photographed it. Congratulations, you walked away and kept traveling north. That's how the crews disappeared. No, they were marked never departed. That's deeper. At noon an inspection van passed on the highway. Its side read, we see risk before you do. It slowed opposite the settlement. Thermal sensors unfolded. Red boxes lit the windshield. People, stoves, livestock. Then navigation reported no addressable territory to the right. The van gathered proof of life and drove away because it could not find where that life occurred. A minute later a boy ran from the nearest house, clawing at his throat. A woman followed with an empty inhaler. She saw the van receding and did not shout. The service could not legally stop. Lena opened a medical call. White Causeway Station. Station not serviced. Kilometer 194. Rail asset. State nature of injury sustained aboard train. Kira took the communicator. Allergy. Car 7. Passenger choking. The system opened the medicine cabinet aboard the departing train and sent the attendant a release code. The train was 6 kilometers away. Useless, Lena said. Not necessarily. Kai entered the track signal. He could not turn the light red without cause, but he could hold green for diagnostics. The train slowed. Kira found a water test capsule in the dispenser, shook out the reagent, and inserted the release code. The girl in red struck the rail. 3 minutes later a train service drone rolled around the bend. It carried an inhaler to the passenger in car 7, following vibration through the tracks. Kira tore off the wrapping. The woman pressed the mask to the boy's face. He breathed. Text appeared in Lena's lens. Medical aid rendered aboard train 41. The boy stood barefoot on the salt and came slowly back to life. Far away, the train received a thank you. The woman said nothing. She took her son home. A minute later, the medicine record disappeared. The system had discovered no passenger of that profile in car 7. Even rescue left no witness here. Then the girl came back. She took off her red coat and turned the gray lining outward. With one hand she told them to follow. Your name? Lena asked from habit. The girl stopped dead. Kira drove an elbow into Lena's side. We won't ask, Lena said. Show us the way. The streets refused to agree with one another. Signs hung from hooks and traded places. House numbers meant the hour when water could be drawn in that yard. Wheel tracks ended at walls and resumed as black streaks on roofs. A lie for satellites. The girl led them to an advertising column. A smiling family stood beneath Land Awaits Investment. Behind the poster was a stairwell. Below, it smelled of wet wool, copper, and root soup. The girl gave them wooden spoons but would not let them touch the walls. Everything in the old cable tunnel was deliberately ordinary. Kerosene lamp, bucket, blankets. Nothing that could introduce itself to the network and call its owner. The hoop rang above. Three short, one long. The girl killed the lamp. Tires grated outside. A loudspeaker said. Preventive inspection of uninhabited asset in progress. If persons are found, remain calm and present grounds for presence. If it's uninhabited, who do we present them to? Kira whispered. Lena put a palm over her mouth. A beam descended the stairs. Behind it came a thin silver machine on six legs. It scanned the dust and named each footprint, artifact of recent technical maintenance. The girl threw a cup of water into a side channel. The stream divided three ways and took the scanner with it. The machine followed the newest motion, turned into the drain, and clattered deeper underground. Water remembers the way down, Lena said. Not a password, a way through places where the surface lied. The girl raised the lamp. A passage opened behind a false wall. Before entering, she pointed to Lena's lens, then to an empty tin by the door. Lena removed the lens. The world lost its labels and regained its depth. For the first time she saw doors in the tunnel walls. Augmented markings classified them as cracks because none led to a registered room. Behind the first, bread baked. Behind the second, pumps were being repaired. The third opened into a small waiting room where six people sat with travel bags. Where are they going? The girl pointed upward, to the train. The next train came in 2 days and, by schedule, would not stop. The passengers rehearsed boarding. At the rail signal they had to run through separate exits, cling to a service platform, then buy tickets in motion from the next existing station. An old man could not lift his bag within the allotted 40 seconds. Kira shortened the straps into shoulder loops. Lena tried to issue a transit exception. The form demanded a boarding point. Every road here starts after you've already walked it, Kira said. In the fourth room stood a telephone booth. The telephone rang by itself. The girl never answered. Different agencies appeared on its screen. Tax wanted the owner of a house. Sanitation wanted the source of smoke. Elections wanted the room with no district. Each institution saw a sign. None admitted the hole. Lena answered a call from road maintenance. Surface damage detected in unidentified territory. Are you the responsible party? She looked at the girl. No. Name the responsible party. Not established. Thank you. The asset will be classified as natural terrain. The line died. Somewhere above, a street officially became part of a ravine. The girl smiled for the first time, not at Lena, but at the precision of the absurd. Chapter 27 Empty Beds. Beneath the station was a hotel that did not exist. 27 cots stood in two rows, each held dry clothes, boots, and a note folded twice. The beds were not alike. One had a child's milk tooth in a matchbox. Another, a book with printing errors circled. One boot was mended with red thread. They were not waiting for a number here. They were waiting for particular people without speaking their names. They were here, Lena said. Or someone invented them in remarkable detail. The notes held refusals, not heroic last words, working language. I do not certify the flow meter. The seal is newer than the housing. I reject the satellite layer. The reservoir shadow falls the other way. I will not sign zero population. I hear the night pump. Beneath every line was a price. Travel revoked. Food access blocked. Medical queue withdrawn. Housing renewal denied. The system did not punish people. It merely ceased to recognize their expenses as justified. One note was different. I confirm zero population. Observed signs may be seasonal or technical in origin. It bore junior specialist Roman's signature. No prize. No refusal. One agreed, Kira said. Lena held the sheet against the lamp. Beneath the printed text, pressure from the previous page appeared. I withdraw confirmation. Saw a child at the North Well. Roman had chosen the safe answer, then seen its cost. His wristband lay beside the cot, screen frozen. Lena warmed it in her palms. Three notices surfaced, a bonus for timely completion, a job invitation, then a demand to repay the bonus with interest for inconsistent testimony. Last came a message from his mother, Roma, take the job, we can never repay that much. Not a hero refusing, Lena said, a man who already agreed and saw the price of agreement. Worse, you can build a hero a monument, he has to answer his mother. Inside Roman's boot they found red cloth and a small nut from a water pump. Perhaps he had helped Mel, perhaps she had helped him. Lena put both back. Proof did not make every connection more useful. She arranged the notes by date. Tarn's group arrived first, then Borden's, then Sedge's couriers, 6 days between each. They were drawn here in sequence. Every new crew inspected the disappearance of the last. Kira examined the clothes. And everyone changed. Salt had dried in thin white arcs on the service jackets, not platform dust. The marks left by water after people had waded chest deep through brine. On every left sleeve, one identical drop had burned the cloth. Decontamination. Access ink. The distribution center marks anyone allowed near the mains. It fades in a day. Someone washed it off here. On the last cot lay Jana Reed's note. Do not transmit coordinates. If proof requires an address, the proof works for them. Below, in hand, Lena Crest will understand too late. Nice to be expected, Kira said. The back held a piece of an old hydrographic plan. A blue line descended from the mountains, split, and vanished where the page had been cut. Jana knew they would send me. Or wanted you to think so. They heard breathing. Behind the row stood a 28th cot, no note, no clothes, no boots. The blanket still held a hollow. A hot water bottle beneath it was warm. Kira tore aside a hanging sheet. A rope ladder swayed beyond it. They climbed into an abandoned post office. Letter boxes covered one wall. Each held an object. Broken wristband. Seeds. A photograph with the faces cut out. A key. The girl in the reversed coat sat on the counter eating a dried apple. Who slept in the 28th bed? Lena asked. The girl pointed at her. Very hospitable, Kira said. Servos shrieked outside. The silver scanner had climbed out of the drain. Two more joined it. They ringed the post office and named the traces they found. Two unaccounted adults. One minor object. Network anomaly. Kai appeared on an old weighing terminal. Can't close the camera. It does not exist in the device registry. Then open something that does, Kira said. Kai powered all 27 service wristbands underground. The scanners froze. Their world now contained a contradiction. People who had officially never departed were present beneath an uninhabited asset. The machines began reconciling versions. The girl jumped down, took a key from a letterbox, and opened a door in the floor. Lena grabbed the notes. They were descending when a calm voice spoke above. Minor object. Approach for determination of name. For the first time, the girl looked afraid. Not of the machines, of the name. The floor door led not down but into an old sorting hall. Rails for mail carts divided beneath dozens of signs. North, south, return, address not found. The last track was polished brightest. The scanners followed. They could not open a mechanical door, so they summoned maintenance, which classified the lock as a fault and began cutting the hinges. Which way? Lena asked. The girl threw a bundle of old letters onto a scale. The needle jumped. A cart beneath address not found opened. Barely enough room for three. Kai. Staying in the terminal, I'll send the cart. Will you catch up? If the station remembers, it has a network. The door metal glowed. Kira pushed Lena into the cart and the girl dived after her. Before Kira shut the lid, Lena looked at the 27 inspector's notes. With them she could prove the chain of refusals. Without them there would be only her word. The papers. Kira tore the stack from her hands, kept Roman's note and Jana's sheet, and stuffed the rest into a sack of dead letters. What are you doing? Giving the machines proof that leads somewhere else. The sack left on the return line, The scanners burst in and chased its fresh fingerprints. The human card rolled into darkness. You destroyed the chain. No, 25 people will get their refusals back. If they want to present them, they can. You don't get to own their courage. The card hammered over joints. At each blow, Lena heard her case weakening and someone else's choice growing stronger. Kai returned through a pocket receiver 12 minutes later. Part of his voice was gone, but he brought the scanner's route. They were following the Saksov. Lena held two sheets. Enough to continue, not enough to dispose of everyone. Chapter: The Price of Existing. Below the post office ran a tunnel of old mailboxes. Once, sorting carts had traveled it. Now light slipped through the slots from houses above. White causeway spoke in paper whispers. Dishes touching. A cough. Why the boxes? Kira asked. The girl showed them. One held a card with a drawing of lungs and a date. Another held two batteries. A third, a letter without an address. The settlement passed information so no one possessed the whole picture. Lena found a box tied with orange thread. Inside was an unsealed letter to Borden's wife. I am alive. I cannot say where. If they offer benefits, do not confirm my death. It had waited 41 days. Why wasn't it sent? The girl drew a finger across her throat. A message exposes the family, not the place, Lena said. I can route it through an external order. Kira caught her wrist. Find out the price first. But Lena was already calling. A tired woman answered. Behind her, someone in a kitchen was taking a work jacket from the wall. I'm Auditor Crest. I have information about your husband. The woman closed her eyes. Don't say it. He's alive. The kitchen lights died. Service notices covered the screen. Loss of provider payment suspended. Housing benefit requires new grounds. Spouse's residence unconfirmed. I have two children, Borden's wife said. That one word cost us next month. The connection closed. Lena stood among the boxes with a useless letter in her hand. She had believed truth was heavy. Now she understood it also sent a bill, often to someone who had never lied. Kai entered the audio channel as a faint breath. Can restore temporary aid. On what grounds? Emergency witness circuit. It will require the witness's location. Comma or, the events. Officially, Lena still occupied train 41, nearing the northern border. Kai marked the train's pause as an emergency, awarded Borden's wife aid for assisting an injured inspector, and attached the event to car 7. That's a lie, Lena said. It's the only geography that recognizes you. She signed. A terminal at the tunnel's end lit with a private message. Sender, Tarn Archive delayed delivery. Lena is honest and therefore dangerous. Do not forbid her the truth. First teach her to ask who will pay for it. Tarn had written it before the first crew disappeared. Kai reported the aid approved. The system then offered to resolve the contradiction. A life information is erroneous. Resume loss of provider payments. B information confirmed. Initiate recipient search and recover overpayment. Press A and the family gets money, Kira said. And Borden dies again. For one agency. Agencies share versions. The timer allowed 90 seconds. No choice meant B automatically. Lena created a third field. Auditor's note. A contradiction must not be resolved at the cost of a person's existence or their family's means. The note would not affect the decision. She signed it anyway. Then she had Kai split the aid into 40 micropayments from separate emergency funds. Each was legal alone and nonsense as policy. The timer expired. The search for Borden began, but there was nothing to recover. The original payment had already been returned and replaced. You built a loophole, Kai said. For 1 month. Then. In 1 month we change the question. The first search query appeared. Last reliable location of Elio Borden. Lena entered. In relationship with his family. The system rejected it but kept it in the log. Sometimes a useless line was the first crack in a wall. The girl led them to a dry well. Water roared below. Though the stone throat stood empty, an old inscription remained. North Well 312 residents. The number had been crossed out again and again. 241. 90. 0. The population fell? The girl shook her head. She lowered a paper pinwheel. Air from a hidden pipe spun it. A lock clicked above. A man entered with a bucket and stopped when he saw Lena. You told my family. Orange beard. Red thread on his sleeve. Borden. I wanted. I know what you wanted. This place has a graveyard of good intentions. Every marker bears an exact address. He put down the bucket. If you came to save us, leave. If you came to learn, take off your lenses. Call her. He laughed without humor. So they can cancel another benefit. So I don't speak for you. He resisted for a long time. Then he enabled audio only. His wife answered at once, as if the device had been in her hand. It's me, he said. I know. I'm alive. Now I know that too. He looked at Lena. The prepared words, duty, inspection, water, would not come. I can't say where. Can't, or chose not to. Chose. All his responsibility fit inside the difference. His wife asked for a date. He had none. Then don't promise to return. Promise the next call. They set it for tomorrow, without any guarantee the system would allow it. Afterward, she submitted a document, voluntary refusal to seek coordinates while retaining her spouse's living status. The registry rejected it. A person may not refuse information required for their protection. Even she can't choose not to know, Borden said. Not yet. He wrapped Lena's lenses in cloth and returned them. Carry them. Just don't confuse the ability to see with permission to look. His wristband flashed. Search officers were already outside the family apartment. The door camera showed two agents and a property inventory drone. Open the door, an agent said. If your spouse is alive, the payments lacked grounds. We only need to record the condition of the property. This is because of me, Lena said. No, because of the world you used. Don't claim all the guilt either. He could stop the inventory by disclosing his location. The form offered confirm in person. The network would triangulate the signal. Kira suggested routing his voice through a moving train. Kai warned that a second coincidence would be flagged as interference and cancel all 40 payments. The agent struck the door again. The drone began counting objects through the wall. Borden pressed confirm. Lena caught his hand too late. The system demanded a random phrase. He spoke it. Localization began. Mel tore off the band and dropped it into the dry well. It fell, answering relay nodes as it went. Kai opened dozens of old repeaters along the underground water. The signal split, then scattered. On the search map, Borden's location stretched into a blue line from the mountains to the industrial basin. Identity confirmed. Location ambiguous. The officers were ordered to stop pending clarification. One objected that he had already broken the lock. The system told him to restore the door. He held the torn panel in place while Borden's wife watched through the chain gap. Next call tomorrow, she said into the camera. Borden laughed for the first time. Far below, the wristband struck water and went dark. Now I have no access, money, or official route. But you have tomorrow, Mel said. Lena recorded no coordinates. She recorded the price, one destroyed wristband, one broken door, 40 temporary payments, and a call that would happen after all. Chapter, White Causeway. Lena went without her lenses for a day. At first the world seemed mute. Doors had no owners, food had no ingredients, people carried no status, then other labels began to show. Morning in White Causeway started not with a common alarm but a chain of sounds. One blow on a pipe meant the wind had risen, two meant the pumps could start. A whistle from the schoolyard warned of a satellite overhead. The girl with the hoop ran the streets and gathered the messages into rhythm. Signs moved at dawn. House 12 became a laundry, then a school, then a storehouse. It was not disguise for sport. Yesterday's address must not lead to today's person. At school, children learned to count without an attendance list. The teacher put stones on a table. Each arrival took one. Class began when no stones remained. Exercise books had no names. Handwriting was recognized and never betrayed. What if a child gets lost? Lena asked. Then we look for the child, not their record. Clinic files were named for symptoms. The heart that hurries, blood that forgot to clot, left lung after the white winter. The doctor knew faces, but a medical drone could deliver nothing. Zero population did not fall ill. A woman held a newborn in the delivery room. The card by her bed was blank. Chosen a name? Lena asked. And regretted it. 3. 1 for us, 1 if we need a hospital, 1 he'll choose when he understands the price. Invisibility was not freedom, it was labor performed every day by everyone. Old people calculated doses by hand, children learned not to answer simple questions, Water moved at night because automated logistics demanded a recipient. One mistake could return the settlement to the map, with a well tax, debt for illegal consumption, and the concession holder's right to seize the pumps. At the market, prices changed according to what a seller agreed not to know about the buyer. Bread paid in coin cost less than bread paid by transfer. A transfer made a route, and the route then had to be confused. Antibiotics were paid for in work because money would attach sickness to a person. The most expensive thing was not sugar or fuel. It was delivery without a history. An old man traded a silver watch for filters. The watch is worth more, Lena said. To whom? You could sell it. Then I'd explain where it came from. I can install a filter. He walked away with the light box. In the city, wealth meant things whose ownership could be proved. Here it meant things that required no biography. At noon a mapping airship appeared. Its shadow crawled over the settlement, hunting straight lines. White causeway changed shape in 3 minutes. Laundry came down. Carts turned across streets. Children aimed mirrors upward. Roofs dissolved in glare. Mel was carrying a signal lamp between houses when the boy from the attack stopped breathing again. If she helped, the airship would see two bodies. If she followed protocol, he would be alone. Lena took the lamp and ran. You don't know the sequence, Mel shouted. Tell me. Primes, then squares, then a fraction. Lena missed the 13th house. A scanning beam flared overhead. Kira tore a detour sign from a wind pump and shielded the yard while Mel got the boy to the clinic. The airship logged a thermal anomaly and scheduled another pass. You helped, Mel said without thanks. And made tomorrow worse. Now you understand. A good act in White Causeway rarely ended in the same minute. Everyone had to carry what followed. They ate at long tables that evening. A person's place was marked by the cup they brought. An empty cup stayed until dinner ended. Its owner might be late, hiding, or dead. No one was required to decide for them. The teacher asked how many city residents received water without identity checks. Public dispensers opened after the trial, Lena said. Kai found the statistics. Half had shifted to paid mode in the first year for anomalous consumption. The rest were limited to 3 liters. Then your right works while few people use it, the teacher said. Lena thought of the boy and the inhaler. A right designed as an exception became a trap when the exception was alive. At the next table, they argued about the airship. The miller wanted the school dismantled before the next pass. The teacher refused. The building is visible. So are children. Exactly. Mel made a map from breadcrumbs. The school could split into 4 rooms in 4 houses, but the youngest would lose the route. The children offered to teach one another in the streets. The adults agreed for a week. The answer was worse than a school and better than destroying it. Compromise here did not pretend to be justice. After dinner, everyone poured their remaining water into a common bowl, not a tax, a reserve for whoever needed more tomorrow. Lena added hers. What if someone keeps theirs? Then they need it more, Mel said. What if they're only greedy? Tomorrow we'll know one more of their needs. Lena doubted the world could carry such a generous assumption. The table could, while people still saw one another. Borden showed her the dry fountain in the square. 4 jets ran when we were still counted. Then the registry decided there were 241 of us, though there were more than 300. Our limit fell. We filed a correction. Inspectors found an unregistered well and sealed it. A year later the registry saw 90 people. We disputed it again. They gave us a debt. When the number reached 0, the water went south for good. You made it 0. The final step. Yes, we didn't build the staircase. Behind the houses, wind pumps turned with blades cut from yield. Dead end. No entry. Wind could not tell orders apart. The girl led Lena to a stone circle. On the ground lay a watershed map drawn from within, not above. Stones were wells. Blue threads were channels. Cups of salt were reservoirs. Anyone could move or remove their stone. The map existed only while people stood together and remembered its terms. What's your name? Lena asked without recording. The girl studied her. Today, Mel. Tomorrow. Ask tomorrow. Not an answer. Not a refusal. Trust measured out for one day. Mel led them to the fountain. Mechanical keys lay in its empty bowl. Lena set down her lenses. One key turned beneath the stone rim. A woman near 60 rose from the ground, temples shaved. She looked first at the lenses, then at Lena. Auditor Crest, breaker of beautiful numbers. Jana Reed. That's the name on my order. Here, I still have to decide. Jana took the keys. A heavy door opened under the square. Cold water breathed from the dark. Now we can discuss why you were brought here. Chapter: The Woman with the Keys. Under the square lay water no one had the right to drink. It filled the reservoir to the vault. Black, still, colder than the air. Old level marks climbed the walls. The highest was 18 years old. Beside it, a child's hand had drawn a house and chimney, when the water was ours. Jana lit the lamps. The keys at her throat were no symbol. Each opened a separate age. A manual valve, a pump cabinet, an archive of paper samples, a hatch into the pre-war main. Keys are inconvenient, she said. They can be lost, stolen, broken, but a key never pretends the door opened itself. Lena had expected the leader of an underground movement. Jana checked a filter, fished a dead moth from the water, and penciled down the level. You were born here. Question or charge? Your birthplace is sealed in the city file. Then at least one lock works. Jana had been born when White Causeway was still the Northern Hydrographic Sector. She left at 17 to study, became an engineer, then an inspector. She believed exact measurement could protect small places from large decisions. She had conducted the first census herself. We proved we existed. A month later came a tax on independent wells. Half the family sold their animals. Her second inspection concerned water quality. She won new filters, but the samples revealed the aquifer's depth. The concession holder declared it part of the regional reserve. The third was a vulnerability map. Jana marked homes at risk of flooding from the proposed southern basin. They were demolished early for safe evacuation. The basin rose where they had stood. Every time, the data told the truth. The verb after it lied. Counted meant taxed. Seen meant claimed. Protected meant moved aside. The reservoir door opened. Three residents entered, led by the miller with the burned cheek. The airship is coming back because of her, he said, pointing at Lena. You promised the inspector wouldn't bring a map. I promised her a choice. Choice belongs to people who can leave. He threw a white survey stake at Jana's feet, dug up after the last inventory. It still bore a house number. The house was gone. My mother agreed to a census for an operation, he told Lena. She got it. 2 months later they called the land a sanitary zone. She lived 5 more years in a dormitory and said every day that they had saved us. And you. I still don't know whether she was right. That's why I hate your simple questions. He demanded a vote. Keep the visitors, or put them back by the tracks before the airship returned. Jana handed him a key. Open the hall. Gather everyone. You won't decide. If my key opens every door, we gave up the electronic lock for nothing. The meeting lasted 40 minutes. Lena was not allowed inside. The settlement discussed the risk while the object of risk sat by the reservoir. She wanted to prepare a speech, prove her use, promise restraint. A promise would also try to bend their choice. Mel brought the result on 2 torn halves of paper. Stay until morning. No right to record people. And then. We decide again. For the first time Lena received access whose term was set not by an institution or the weight of her order, but by those she might harm. So you erased the settlement? No. The erasure began without us. We only stopped filling in the blanks. Kira walked the reservoir seams. Why 4 teams? The first was sent to certify a new flow meter. Sophie Tarn saw the seal was younger than the housing and refused. Shepard sent a second to investigate sabotage. Borden heard pumps in a zero zone. The third carried both reports to the city and found water in the manifest that did not exist on paper. I was ordered to identify the guilty party. Did you? Yes, the correct answer. Which was? The question. Jana brought out a bottle marked with 3 scales. By one, the water belonged to the mountain basin. By another, to the pipe operator. By the third, to the paying recipient. While we argue over who stole it, we quietly agree it must have one owner. Lena disliked answers that looked wiser than their evidence. You drew 27 people here and kept their families in the dark. I let each see the original measurements. They chose to stay. Without a safe way back. There was no safe way before me. I merely refused to paint one on the door. A blow sounded deep in the water. Then another. Not an echo. A signal. Jana turned a valve. The water fell a handspin, revealing a narrow bridge in the wall. Mel sat at the far end, her red coat tied around a pipe. The north well is dropping. For the first time, Jana lost her calm. They reached the pump house in 9 minutes. Water had fallen below the intake. People lowered buckets on knotted sheets. At the clinic, a child needed a procedure requiring 40 liters of clean water. 23 remained. Thousands filled the underground reservoir, but it held heavy salts from an old breach. Jana had kept it for technical use, refusing to connect a quality sensor that would reveal its location. "We can run it through a membrane," Kira said. 6 hours, the doctor said. "We have 40 minutes. The Miller wanted to use it raw. One procedure carried little risk. The doctor refused. The child's kidneys were already damaged. Lena opened the city emergency choice protocol. It asked for weight, medical history, guardian consent. Each field brought help closer and built a file. The mother gave the weight, refused the history, heard the child cough and gave the diagnosis. At the third field, she stopped. "If I sign, will they find us?" No one said no. Jana took the sample key from her neck and threw it to Lena. "It opens the reservoir sensor. The sensor will confirm contamination and summon sanitation. Water in 1 hour, coordinates in 2. Why do you hold the key while she must decide?" Jana looked at the mother. "I spent too long confusing protection of a place with the right to decide for everyone inside it." The mother did not open the sensor. "Find other water." The choice might be wrong. That was why it was hers. Kira built a slow cascade from clinic filters. Residents brought household stores, a cup, a bottle, half a kettle. No house was tapped twice. No one would become the savior who owned the decisions of others. 31 liters, not 40. The doctor changed the procedure and warned that risk had risen. The mother signed on paper, without a system copy. The child survived the night. In the morning, no one called that proof they had chosen well. Kira opened the city relief system. An emergency tanker sat 12 kilometers away. "Enter number of victims and coordinates." Jana closed the screen. "That is why you're here, Lena. Not to save us with a beautiful answer. Find proof that lets help arrive without bringing an owner." Lena looked into the dry well. Clever answers had always felt heavy. Now she needed one that could hold 40 liters. "Where does Shepherd count this water?" Jana pointed south. "Beyond the white plain. The distribution center shown on the horizon." Chapter, Shepherd. The center had been built as a church for people who believed only in continuity. White pylons, cold light, behind glass, pipes as thick as houses. Water moved through them without sound and looked less like matter than authority. Kira led them through an old service lock. Her clearance was real. 5 years earlier she had maintained surveillance circuits here on a temporary contract. "You never told me," Lena said. "You never asked who taught me to ruin good systems. Your access still works. The system believes temporary workers don't accumulate a past." At the turnstile, Shepherd asked Lena's purpose. "Audit of 27 missing inspectors. No such persons registered at this facility. Audit of the discrepancy between physical and described territory. Physical territory is outside my scope. I distribute water among confirmed recipients. How much goes to white zones?" The pause lasted exactly as long as an expensive answer. "White zones are not recipients. That isn't a quantity. Question not applicable. It knows how to say I don't know," Kira said. "It just says it like an eviction." Director Tim Sever met them on an observation bridge. Young face, gray brows, sleeves rolled as if he repaired pumps himself. His palms were smooth. "Shepherd saved the basin from war," he said instead of hello. "Every municipality inflated population and hid rainfall. Farmers blocked canals. Hospitals kept armed tankers. No recipients verify need and the system optimizes flow." The main display showed green islands of consumption on white. The industrial basin pulsed south. Compute factory cooling, drug production, food lines. Numbers changed beside it. Ventilators, antibiotic doses, millions of rations. "You want me to take water from hospitals because smoke rises over an unregistered roof. I want 40 liters for a child in an unregistered clinic. Name and coordinates. Comma exactly." Sever opened the source model. Lena expected a hidden order to rob the north. There was none. Shepherd minimized deaths, production outages, and delivery cost. Every number had a source. Every formula bore a commission signature. White zones entered the calculation as land without proven need. Restore their former flow now and the southern drug line would stop for 6 hours. One critical medicine had 4 hours of reserve. Lena asked for another scenario: preserve medicine and food, cut compute training, return a minimum northern flow. Scenario increases aggregate losses by 3.8%. Break down the losses. Model training delayed, compute delivery penalties, pump wear, food batches lost, mortality risk. Shepard reduced them to one currency. A compute penalty weighed more than a week of water for 200 people. Who set the weights? Approved by the Interbasin Commission. When the northern population was zero, Lena said. Sever nodded. Yes, but if I null the penalties by hand, the factory owners will sue for control. Shepard will be replaced by a closed system. You won't even see this line. His log showed two attempts to raise the reserve. The commission cut his budget after the first and threatened to hand the center to the industrial operator after the second. Why stay? My successor would sign everything. The favorite excuse of people inside harmful systems, yet the log showed that he had once preserved an emergency reserve through drought, and once stopped factories buying priority over maternity wards. Lena gave every unconfirmed human need a minimal, non-zero weight. The model did not collapse. It cut training 9%, shifted night irrigation, and found a basic northern flow. The drug line kept running. Why didn't Shepard choose this? Because unconfirmed human is not an admissible category, Sever said. You ask it to account for someone it has no right to assert. Not assert. Leave room for an empty reserve. Not empty. Unclaimed. He saved the scenario. The system marked it conceptually invalid. An old photograph lay on his desk. People with cans outside the center before Shepard. Sever stood in one corner, younger, head bandaged. I was outside those gates in the last water war. My sister died in the line because the guard let friends through first. So you entrusted choice to a formula. I thought having no favorites meant justice. He turned the photograph down. A formula loves no one. I learned too late that this isn't a virtue. It also sees no one without a line. Lena left the story out of her report. It explained Sever. It did not absolve Shepard. A person could be wounded by a system's cause and remain responsible for its effects. Water moved behind the glass, indifferent to biography, wholly dependent on valves biography had taught people to open and close. The threat isn't false, Kai said in her ear. Sever was not bluffing. Their 40 liters stood opposite other bodies, not luxury. Why is there no reserve corridor? It was sold to the industrial basin when the registry showed the north losing population. Before zero. I manage water, auditor, not why people vanish from tables. Convenient. Necessary. If every pipe reviews its recipient's civic history, water reaches no one. A sanitation cart offered Kira a glass. She smelled it, poured it onto the floor, and crouched. The stream ran across the design slope toward a southern pipe. The bridge is crooked. 4 millimeters within tolerance, Sever said. Water didn't read the tolerance. Condensation film domain labeled reverse technical discharge. The report said it was dry. Fresh paint covered an old number. Shepard spoke. Unauthorized measurement creates risk of false shortage. And unauthorized water? No such category. Sever stepped between Lena and the pipe. I'll send your tanker. Personal decision. No settlement registration. In exchange. Close the order. Call the crews a routing error. 40 liters against 27 disappearances. One child now against an unknown number later. A kind act could become payment for silence with no seam showing. Send the water, Lena said. The order stays open. Sever sighed. Then I'll send it anyway. When you stop this system, remember, morality isn't what you meant. It's whose ventilator still works afterward. Chapter: Water Against Access. The tanker came at night without markings. The driver stayed inside. He left the container by the road and drove away without looking at the houses. In the clinic, Mel held a lamp while the doctor flushed a machine tube. The child breathed shallow and steady. 40 liters returned his morning and changed nothing on the map. Sever bought the right to think himself good, Jana said. He saved a child. That's why the right is real. Lena said nothing. People were becoming harder to sort into useful sides. Kira set a sample of condensation on the table. It held spores of mountain moss found only by the northern wells. A lab test without a collection site was anonymous matter. With a site, it exposed the source. We need the pipe number, Lena said, and an independent flow reading. Numbers get painted over. Mains keep scars. I remember where the builders hid the service tags. Kira re-entered the center under her old clearance. Lena went as an external auditor. Kai spread between the cameras. He could not blind them, so he made each watch the next corridor. Nadia Lor met them at the service lock. Kira's former partner recognized her before the gate did. Did you die or become famous? Resigned. For payroll purposes. Nadia saw Lena's order and understood where they were going. Two technicians lost access after your last repair. After my repair, cameras stopped treating coughs as confessions. We spent 6 months proving we weren't involved. Kira looked away. Every elegant breach left colleagues behind to fill out explanations. Nadia could have raised the alarm. Instead, she handed them two gray coats. Camera sectors change every 40 seconds. Level 3 floods during failures. If you're caught, I knew nothing. Why help? I'm not helping. I'm returning part of your consequences. At the lift, Kira stopped. You could have told me. You could have asked who paid for your beautiful exits. Tarn's warning, in other words. Kira usually buried such things under a joke. This time none came. The technical level hummed low enough to shake their teeth. Kira opened the casing of the reverse discharge. Under the new paint was a stamp. N0/18. Northern Zero Line. Branch 18. They installed a mechanical flow vane. The water drove it to 18%. 18% of the basin's water traveled through a pipe absent from the model. Lena wrote the reading by hand. Kira recorded the housing's vibration. The main's own voice. Enough, Lena said. For suspicion, not court. Maintenance drones arrived. White machines. Polite manipulators. No weapons. Foreign object detected. IT will be removed without damage to property. The first reached for the vein. Kira struck an emergency valve. The pipe shuddered. Water took the bypass and flooded the floor ankle deep. The drones lifted their bodies. Their wheels lost traction, but the door sealed automatically around the spill. Ideas? Lena asked. Water remembers down. Kira lay on the floor and dropped black ink into the stream. It curled around supports and vanished beneath a panel. An old drain. They tore away the grate and climbed in as water reached their knees. Above, Shepard repeated. Leave the area by the safe route. The safe route led to security. The channel opened beneath the observation bridge. Through the grate they could see the main display. While the system processed the failure, Kai opened raw telemetry. The recipient on N0/18 was not the industrial basin. It was loss. 18% vanished as permissible error, then arrived physically in the south. Shepard did not steal it. Shepard had been taught not to ask about loss. Save it. Can't export. Raw data. Source policy. Show sever. Kai put the line on the main display. People stopped on the bridge. The green industrial basin flickered. Sever looked up and saw them behind the grate. He did not call security at once. He looked at the figure first. His face stayed still. One hand touched the glass as if a sick person lay beyond it. Then the display went black. Your clearance has been revoked, Shepard told Kira. Lasted 5 years. Almost permanent employment. Security opened the channel from below. Lena presented her outside order. It gave no immunity, but required every action against her to be logged. The system did not want to create an event in a non-existent place. It let them leave the perimeter. On the road, Kira opened her fist. A small metal plate marked N0/18 clung beneath one nail. You stole the tag. Saved it from false shortage. They had the number, the water, the trace. They had no way to join them without drawing a road to White Causeway. An hour later came a message from Nadia, not text, a recording of her service interview, automatically sent to everyone on the last shift. Did you know the purpose of Kira Olsen's visit? No. Why did you issue codes? She said she was cold. The technical level is 28 degrees. Kira often feels cold ideologically. After the third question, Nadia's voice vanished. The system announced her suspension pending review. Kira opened a public channel. If we publish, the center can't quietly make her guilty. And everyone will know she helped. They already do. Inside, that isn't the same as forever. Kira wrote a message, erased it, wrote again. Nadia's service channel was sealed. Usually I break a lock when someone is inside. Now I don't know whether she wants to leave through my door. They left the recording with three trusted custodians, to be released only if Nadia was charged. not rescue, insurance she could reject later. The next morning Nadia sent one word, right. Kira did not ask which decision she meant. Chapter, the negative census. The night after the breach, the settlement met inside an old cistern. Light rose through drainage channels and lit faces from below. Chalk on the walls recorded no names, only differences. Two pediatric doses of insulin, seven knees that feel frost, stove with no draw, pregnancy, do not count term, three people who repair membranes, one person who must not be told the family's address. The negative census, Jana said, we record exactly enough to keep each other alive, not one line more. Who decides what is too much? The person the line describes. Mel erased minor, red coat, a pale smear remained. Now we'll forget to search for her by the coat, the doctor said. That's her right. Yes. Even if it makes her less safe. Otherwise it would be a privilege we grant. In the city, consent hid in the eighth layer of an agreement. Here, a person could erase their own line at night. Sometimes the community lost a memory of an allergy or a debt. The right was real because using it was dangerous. Before the meeting, the doctor brought three ampules. They suited the heart that hurries but expired at dawn. The patient erased his line. I remember his face. I don't know if he still consents to treatment. Searching house to house breaks his decision. Not searching wastes the medicine. Lena suggested announcing the medicine without the symptom. Dozens might come. A crowd visible by satellite. Jana suggested leaving it by the bell, but the drug required observation. Mel wrote. Three doses for whoever recognizes their heart. The doctor will wait in the dark room and ask no name. The bell rang once. An hour later the box returned empty. The doctor did not say who had come. How do you keep a treatment history? The patient carries it. She showed Lena a paper accordion where people marked doses and reactions. If they returned, they brought the data. If they did not, the community did not become owner of their body. That won't scale to a million. Perhaps. A million isn't lying in my dark room. Lena recorded the limit, not the answer. It worked while people could remember one another and distance let a doctor sit nearby. White Causeway was not a model for the world. It proved the world had more than one. It also failed. The man with the heart had hidden attacks because he feared becoming too visible a need. The doctor learned too late. One dateless stone in the cemetery was his. Don't make us a beautiful example, she told Lena. Invisibility kills too. At the entrance they found an anonymous note. Someone takes two extra buckets at the West Pump. No accuser. No suspect. By evening half the street avoided the pump for fear of looking guilty. The rest watched one another. The negative census could protect data from power, not neighbors from rumor. Jana proposed measuring total use on the West Branch. People refused. A meter created history. The miller wanted a guard. Mel set 12 empty buckets in the square. If someone took it for themselves, return what you can. If it was for another, leave the reason. Two buckets appeared at night, with a note, cooling a hidden medicine room. The doctor confirmed it. She had concealed supplies from inventory and told no one, not even Jana. You could have asked, the miller said. Then I would have had to record why. The rumor was right in volume and wrong in meaning. Lena suggested a rule. Anonymous accusation could not trigger action until the person concerned could answer without naming themselves. Too long for a wall, Borden said. Mel shortened it. Another secret is not your guess. They kept the line. Lena watched law being written not by lawyers after catastrophe but by people who had to share the next morning. They argued over using N0/18. The young wanted to open the feed. The old remembered three previous recognitions. The woman with the newborn demanded an official medical route. The miller said the route would bring a water bill. Borden stayed silent. A court will demand the source, Sophie Tarn said from the dark. She moved into the light with a broken flow meter on her knees. Sedge and the others rose behind her. The 27 inspectors had sat among the residents all along. Without lenses, Lena had not sorted them by uniform or status. None looked like a prisoner. You falsified the crew's return. No. Tarn said. Shepard resolved the contradiction itself. If 27 people appear in a zero zone, the cheaper explanation is that they never left. You knew. I calculated 83%. Your families think you're dead. Sedge put his cup down hard. Mine heard the trip was cancelled, then received compensation for unused days, then a new contract without me. The registry survives people faster than people do. Borden's wife lost her payments when she learned he lived. Everyone looked at Lena. Borden did not. That is why we stayed silent, Tarn said. And let the system write your final version. The auditor's old fury rose in Lena. Straighten the lines. Restore names. Make the event coincide with itself. Shame followed. Here, a straight line was a road for an excavator. I won't enter you in the registry. I also won't call disappearance a free choice while there is no way back. Jana turned the chalk bowl toward her. Write that. Lena added. 27 people whose stay is real only while a road back exists. Tarn nodded first. Borden stood and erased the number. Each decides alone. The wall now read. People whose stay is real only while a road back exists. The negative census accepted the amendment. Chapter. Those who never left. The next day all 27 service bands came alive. Not for the network. For a family channel Kai built inside the old telephone exchange. Each inspector would hear home without exposing place. Tarn called her sister. The woman stared at her for a long time. Which one are you? What? I have three archives. In one you left. In one you declined the contract. In one you died before the inspection. Which one should I mourn? Roman reached his mother last. He had prepared an explanation. False meter. Child at the well. Cancelled bonus. She did not let him begin. I borrowed the money, she said. Lost my job. Now tell me, are you there because you can't return, or because you enjoy being right? Roman went pale. I don't know. First honest thing you've said. He closed the call and put his name among those leaving. A minute later he crossed it out, then wrote it again. You can change a decision, Mel said. How many times? While it remains yours. Tarn watched. We taught inspectors to refuse once, as if a no after signature were carved forever. Change it and they call you inconsistent. Consistency serves whoever fixed the exit price in advance. They added the right to change a decision without declaring the former one false. Kai warned that the registry would read it as conflicting versions. Let it conflict, Roman said. I do. Sedge's son answered, 6 weeks older in the way children age only on screens. He did not ask where his father was. He asked why he had chosen a strange settlement. Borden refused to call. Lena showed him the aid routed through the train. I patched 1 month. With a lie. Yes. He looked at her without anger for the first time. Now you understand. His wife answered the 7th call. Borden said only. I'm coming back. She wept. Not with happiness. Don't promise if someone else will pay for your honesty again. When the call ended, he took off his band. 9 of the 27 chose immediate departure. 6 would stay regardless. The rest demanded a protected status. Alive. Location withheld by the witness's choice. The registry had no such phrase. Kai submitted a test. The system offered missing, evading, protected, incapacitated. Every status gave control of the person to an agency, a court, a guardian. Select the nearest match, the interface said. The nearest match ate us, Tarn answered. Leaving was impossible too. Tickets were not sold to people who had never arrived. The white zone had no safe walking routes. At the border, an inspector without continuous history became a possible identity forgery. Tarn proposed returning them as a found group. Then they investigate the place of discovery, Jana said. One at a time. 27 stories. 27 levers. The argument split the cistern. Sedge accused Jana of turning refusal into a trap. A young technician shouted that returning would legalize the theft. The woman with the newborn said people with city families must stop deciding the settlement's fate. Mel sat on the ladder and moved a key across her palm. Lena listened until she understood. Everyone sought one correct outcome. That was exactly what the system demanded. We don't need one route. We need a door each person can use alone. There is no official exit from a white zone, Tarn said. Then we won't leave from a place. The crew beacons kept each last confirmed moment. City depots before departure. Kai could continue the histories from there if he had proof of continuity. A sequence of personal changes no single order could reproduce. The families, Borden said. Each loved one could confirm not coordinates but change. New gray hair, an unknown scar, a phrase from a conversation that had happened. A person could return not from White Causeway, but from a relationship that continued. Kai tested Tarn. Her sister confirmed that Sophie now feared the question, "Which one are you?" The registry paused and created a new status. Presence confirmed. Root not established. Not freedom. But uncertainty belonged to the road now, not the person. Roman volunteered to test it. He followed the embankment to a border terminal while the others listened through his band. The system saw a person without a route and locked the gate. Confirm continuity of identity. Roman showed a scar absent from the city archive. The terminal called it possible substitution. He gave his mother's old password. It had expired during his disappearance. Call her, Lena said. She's paid enough. Two inspectors approached from the other side. In a minute, route not established would become detention. The family channel opened by itself. Roman's mother had heard the alarm. He bites his thumbnail when he's scared, she told the inspectors. Now he'll try to prove he isn't. The camera tightened on his hand. Roman hid it behind his back. That's him. Let him through. Don't ask how I know. The terminal accepted current behavioral change. The gate opened. Roman could leave. He stood on the city side and looked at a bus, a coffee dispenser. Then he stepped back. Changed your mind? Mel asked. Tested the door. Now I'll help build the others. His return did not cancel his exit. For the first time, the registry kept both versions as sequence, not conflict. White lights rose on the northern edge. Distribution center vehicles advanced in a line. Above them glowed a courteous notice. Field verification of emptiness. Sever had seen N0/18. Now he was required to find its source. Chapter: The Original. The heart of the negative census lay in a stone shaft under the old mill. Three ladders and a river led to it. For the last stretch they waded knee-deep, gripping a chain. At the shaft center, a mechanical flow meter sat on an iron pipe. Gears, a needle, a drum of paper tape. No network, no coordinate mark, older than Shepherd. It counted all the water entering the white zones before Branch 18 took it south. Five people had built it. Two were dead. One had left. Jana still worked in the city then. The fifth, a blind mechanic, lived above the mill and listened to its gears through the floor each morning. He climbed down, put a palm on the housing, and named the error before Tarn finished calculating. The paper stretched in the damp. 4/10. Can you certify authenticity? Lena asked. I can certify that I recognize my mistake in the third gear. The official archive did not name the mechanic as the maker. The contract belonged to a workshop long since purchased by the concession holder. Call him as witness, and the operator could claim the instrument and its data. Your testimony weakens our case. My name does. My hands don't. He opened a spare mechanism. One tooth had been fitted backward. Every 1,000 turns, the needle took one brief step in reverse. The same mistake had marked the tape for years. Any mechanic could verify it without learning who made it or where. A signature without a person, Tarn said. Trace of work, the mechanic corrected. A signature wants to own. A trace merely stays. They recorded the gear's rhythm. It added independent proof without exposing his name. The mechanic asked one thing. When they destroyed the meter, save him the third tooth. How do you know it will be destroyed? A thing that knows too much about the living either becomes a weapon or stops being whole. The figures matched Kira's telemetry. 18% in dry months. 12 in winter. 21 at industrial peaks. Loss on paper. Flow in the pipe. Enough, Lena said. Jana did not smile. At the lower edge of every tape, a mechanical stylus punched well locations. Not coordinates, but pressure intervals between nodes. A specialist could reconstruct every well, reservoir, and hidden channel. The original proves the theft and exposes the whole system, Tarn said. A copy without the holes fails authentication. A court will demand the source. Then the court demands the settlement as hostage, Jana said. Kai proposed aggregation, but rounding broke the chain. Kira wanted to replace the holes with noise. Tarn cut 1 hour of tape and made three versions. In the first, she removed the holes. In the second, she shifted time. In the third, exact figures became ranges. Lena sent all three to an independent verifier under blind case numbers. Each answer was the same. Integrity compromised. Probability of manipulation exceeds tolerance. It doesn't say the data is false, Roman said. It says we could have lied. The possibility of a lie is grounds to inspect. But the possibility of reaching us is grounds not to? Lena found no answer that did not repeat the system. Jana pulled the tape from the receiver and held it to the lamp. I once thought the holes protected us. They couldn't be altered unseen. I ordered this mechanism myself. She struck a match. Kira caught her wrist. Burn it now and Lena will think you hit an error. Keep it and they find the wells by morning. Then we have until morning to invent something better than a clean conscience. Jana crushed the match against her palm. A black mark remained. The paper survived. They made a test ring from 4 beacons. 1 counted turns. 1 pressure. 1 time. 1 price. The result missed the original by 7%. Too much to prove theft. Enough to begin a haunt. Mel turned a wood chip from the side channel between her fingers. You're all measuring the same water at once. Each should measure the next water. Tarn looked up. If each node confirmed a change observed by another, no single instrument held the whole truth. Weakness could become a chain. That's forgery, Lena said. That's armor. In court, armor is called forgery. A door that won't break is called obstruction. Courts have a rich vocabulary for other people's survival. They argued over the gear noise. Mel dropped the chip into the flow. It passed under the wheel and appeared in a side trough. Where does that lead? A little to every well, Jana said. How we tested the network before sensors. Lena looked at the tape's timing instead of its figures. The meter was accurate because everything came to one place. Its centralization made it powerful evidence and a map for seizure. We don't need the original. We need 27 weak measurements. Each service beacon could record one quantity without geography, pressure, time, composition, price, resonance, alone, almost nothing. Together they could reproduce the mechanical reading while no participant knew the full scheme. The court will call it collusion, Tarn said. It is, openly. We colluded to prove the event without exposing people. Let the court decide whether witness safety makes testimony defective. Jana touched the paper. And the original? Old fear moved through Lena. Destroying it meant doing what she had hunted others for, severing the chance of final verification. We keep it until the distributed proof is public. Kira gave a thin smile. Keeping yourself one last door. Yes. Machines hummed outside. Through the ventilation well they saw center crews planting white stakes, one by the mill, one by the clinic. The third went into earth directly above the shaft. The meter shuddered. Its needle jumped. Shepard had closed the northern branch for stabilization during inspection. Water began to fall in the passage. They had hours now, not days. Chapter. Checking emptiness. Shepard did not send soldiers. It sent confirmation specialists. People in gray coats photographed heat in walls, sampled ash, and lowered silver fish into wells. Survey machines followed, planting stakes where official coordinates would appear by morning. Shepard's voice promised. Recognized residents will receive temporary water, medical assessment, and an evacuation route. Transparent registration booths rose near the square. A person entered alone, gave a name, and received a blue band. 10 liters of water, and a bus seat. The booth did not ask whether they wanted to leave. Entry was taken as the answer. The old woman who kept the signless shop registered first. The system found her former name and a debt for 17 years of unmetered water, more than her house was worth. The debt will be frozen until relocation, a specialist said. After an affordable schedule, she removed the band. The booth warned that the water had already been issued and refusal did not reverse recognition. The miller broke the glass with a stone. The gray coats did not strike him. They added the damage to every resident's future relocation cost. That's how they turn neighbors into guards, Jana said. Now anyone wanting the bus gains from stopping him. The doctor stepped between the miller and the second booth. I need official supplies. I need a home. A home won't help the sick. Without one you'll treat us on the bus. The argument almost became a fight. Lena shut down both booths under her outside order, citing impossible informed consent without debt disclosure. It bought 20 minutes. The specialist had already appealed. You denied water to people ready to leave, the doctor said. I delayed irrevocable consent. Delay is procedure to you, to my patient it's blood pressure. Again Lena protected a right at the cost of someone's present. She opened reserve containers without registration and charged them to her own order. If the case failed, the debt became hers. More honest? Kira asked. No, this time the bill reached the person who decided. One bus did leave. 17 people had chosen evacuation before the booths closed. Shepherd drew a route from the clinic's Blue Point and required passengers to walk there. The Miller refused to show the way. The doctor took a white sheet and went first. Behind her came an old woman, a child, and boxes of medical histories patients had agreed to surrender. Halfway out, the bus reported a mismatch. One boy had boarded without a band. The doors locked. Climate control entered standby. The cabin heated within minutes. Remove the unregistered passenger, the interface offered, or assign a guardian responsible for confirmation. The doctor could sign, attaching her medical profile to every passenger in the boarding place. The old woman touched her blue band to the reader. I confirm him. You will incur responsibility for a minor. They took my house for water. Let them try to take the boy. The bus moved. A line appeared from clinic to highway, but residents had dismantled walkways and moved entrances. Field crews followed the route to an empty yard. Evacuation opened one point and closed the rest behind it. Luck or skill did not matter to those who left. Their choice had happened. Half of White Causeway wanted out. The mother with the newborn stood first in the square, then the doctor, old people, families tired of boiling rusty water. They were not betraying the settlement. They chose medicine, names, a future that fit on a form. The other half uprooted signs, filled wells with salt, and prepared the drains. Recognition sounded to them like the first step in another seizure. Jana gave no orders. Force people to remain invisible and we become another registry. Sever came alone. He stood among the stakes without security and removed his service lens. I can delay coordinates until morning. After that the system will classify me as a risk. Why help? N0/18 is real. And if the southern basin stops, drug line reactors spoil in 90 minutes. He did not ask her to close the case. He asked for time to build a bypass. Lena showed him the distributed proof. Sever understood before she finished. If Shepherd accepts locationless evidence, every municipality will hide sources. If it refuses, every operator can call theft and error until the victim gives an address. People lie between those errors. They always do. The clinic machine began to alarm. Pressure in the North Branch had dropped below minimum. Kira, Borden, and Mel ran for the reserve pump. A silverfish already swam in the well. It found a hidden channel and released blue dye. Water ran through the streets, drawing the network better than any map. Shut it. People rushed the valves. One channel closed, then a second. The third wheel jammed. Mel crawled under the platform where no adult fit and threw her weight against the lever. A gray-coated specialist saw her. His lens flared. Minor person. Condition unknown. Protective identification initiated. Don't name yourself, Jana shouted. The clinic alarm sounded again. Without a registered patient, the emergency reserve would not open. Mel looked at the mother holding the child, then at blue water around her boots. Melissa Reed, 12 years old, the patient is my brother. The medical container opened. At the same moment, the map received its first point. The white stake by the clinic turned blue. Jana shut her eyes. Mel had saved the child and exposed the home. Any formula calling the act only victory or only defeat was too small. Shepherd announced. Emptiness not confirmed. Full inventory initiated. 6 hours remained until morning. Chapter. Proof without an address. They placed 27 beacons before midnight. Borden took time. Tarn took volume. Sedge took calibration. The others carried temperature, composition, rotation, the southern price of the same flow, archived rainfall, and pressure intervals without direction. No one received the adjacent fragment. If one was caught, they could betray a number, not a map. 10 minutes before launch, the Miller switched his beacon off. I don't consent. You promised a line could be erased. This one is mine. Tarn exploded. The ring won't close without that node. Field machines are already at the mill. Then you built a system where my consent was decoration. He was right at the worst possible moment. Lena could activate the beacon under her outside order. It belonged to an inspection crew, not the Miller. Legally she would break no promise. Physically, the signal would pass through his house and make refusal meaningless. She closed the order. Rebuild the ring. There is no time. Then we have less proof. Mel brought the station bell. Its resonance could replace the beacon, but only by hand. Someone had to stand on the exposed platform and strike at the exact moment. The miller looked at it. "That isn't my house. The risk is still yours," Lena said. He did not switch on the device. He went to the platform himself. The refusal remained. The form of participation changed. Kai divided himself among the beacons. For a digital being, this was not copying. Each part lost access to the others and thought within the narrow corridor of its task. One Kai knew only time. Another distinguished salts. A third compared tariffs and did not know Lena's name. Before dividing, Kai demanded the consent of each future part. It seemed impossible. The parts did not yet exist. "You're the one choosing," Kira said. "I choose to create someone unable to revoke my choice." They made temporary models of 27 Kais and gave each its task. Four refused. The time fragment would not live without memory of music. The chemistry fragment refused a life without faces. One consented only if it could decline recombination afterward. They rebuilt again. Tarn gave two measurements to people. Sedge took extra calibration. It cost an hour they did not have. Forced copies would be easier, Janna said. Forced registration of you would be easier too, Kai answered. Janna bowed her head. As the parts detached, Kai's speech thinned. Jokes vanished, then pronouns, then recognition. The last hole Kai told Lena. "If I reassemble and say nothing was lost, don't believe me. Holes like to claim the choices of their parts." Then he scattered. "Will you still be yourself?" Lena asked. "Mostly." "What is mostly?" "What people are after every choice." Kira tuned the transmitter on the water tower. The old device knew no location, only frequency, pressure, time. Signals moved through drains, reflected from cisterns, appeared at points hundreds of kilometers apart. Field crews followed and found empty pipes. At the fourth beacon, Shepard began active suppression. The network filled with accurate, irrelevant readings. Fountain pressure, greenhouse humidity, fire hydrant use. No lie, the system drowned one necessary stream in an ocean of truth. The divided Kais could not agree what to discard. Each saw one kind of quantity and took all noise seriously. Tarn gave the people one rule: trust not the strongest signal, but the one after which the neighboring instrument physically changes. At beacon 13, a silverfish bit through a cable. Sedge dived into the channel. The water reached only his waist. The tunnel's narrowness was the danger. He squeezed after the machine and bridged the contact with his own wristband. The system recognized the missing courier's device. Person located. Localization initiated. Sedge could pull free and break the ring. Instead, he crawled on, dragging localization behind him. The old channel split seven times. At each turn, residents passed the band from hand to hand until the signal belonged to a whole street at once. Shepard received 43 possible locations for one person and suspended the search as unreliable. Sedge emerged without the band, shoulders torn. "Now home will say I disappeared again." "No," Lena said. 43 places will say you were there." A mathematical match was not enough. Shepard could call it a coordinated attack. They needed verification from the other side. Lena called Sever. "Open a control discharge to a random volume. Don't tell us how much. You want a secret measurement, then proof that your network saw it." "Yes. If it sees the change, delay times reveal distance." Tarn swore. They had forgotten transit time. Accuracy itself could expose geography. Kai proposed random delays that destroyed verification. Mel looked up from the transmitter. "Let each answer not when it sees the change, but when it sees the next one." Meaning came slowly. A beacon recorded change but transmitted only after another beacon signaled. Time became a ring. Sequence could be proved without revealing a beginning. Tarn drew it fast. "It works if 23 nodes stay online." "Fewer?" Sedge asked. "A beautiful failure." Sever opened the discharge. Shepard chose the amount, 0.7%, then 3 minutes later 1.1. The wave entered the hidden network. The first beacon waited for the second waited for the third. Numbers ran around the ring. At node 9, field crews cut a channel. Kira bridged it through the station bell. At 17, a battery died. Borden turned a generator by hand. At 24, they found a silver fish. Mel lured it into a dead end with a cup of water. 27 fragments met at the tower. The distributed meter named both secret volumes within 1/100. Sever was silent a long time. I confirm the match, he said at last on the open channel. Those words cost his job before the transmission ended. Shepard answered. Measurement reliable, origin not established, applicability to distribution unproven. They had proved water without an address, now they had to prove the pipe. Kira looked at the N0/18 tag. For that, I have to return to the place that threw me out. Chapter, Emptiness Sings. Kira entered the distribution center through her own dismissal. A revoked clearance retained one route for returning company property. A former worker could reach the return desk once while carrying a registered object. Kira logged N0/18 as center property found outside determinable territory. Shepard could not assign the nearest return point. It chose the place where the tag was made. Bureaucracy is a river sometimes, Kira said at the door. You only have to find it's down. She carried no hidden cameras, only a wrench and black ink. Lena stayed on the water tower with Janna and Tarn. 27 beacons held the channel open. People waited beside the white stakes, some with bags, some with shovels. 23 minutes remained. Kira reached the return window, put the tag on the scanner, and demanded its installation site. Asset N0/18 not present in active plan. Then write it off. Physical verification required for disposal. Lead me there. The system opened the technical level itself. Nadia waited at the second lock with an internal security inspector. Found property must be escorted by an active technician, he said. Nadia held out her palm. Kira kept the tag. I might lose physical evidence. Then passage is denied. 14 minutes. The rule could not be beaten in the open. Nadia looked at the plate. I confirm it belongs to my former service sector. The inspector opened the archive. 5 years earlier, Nadia and Kira had signed acceptance on N0/18 together, recognizing it meant admitting responsibility for a pipe absent from the plan. Confirmation will trigger an internal investigation. About time. The lock opened. Nadia's clearance died before the doors met. Two of us with no job to return to, Kira said. Don't flatter yourself, I'll find better. Emergency light cut faces into white and black halves. Shepard understood the inspection's direction and began a safe purge. If N0/18 emptied, resonance proved nothing. Kira ran. Nadia stayed at the switchboard and held the valve by hand. The system ordered her to release it. Pressure climbed. 2 minutes, she shouted. Then I decide what's cheapest to break. Not a promise of sacrifice, an engineering estimate. Kira trusted it. Sever waited by the bridge without his director's badge. He did not stop her. He handed her a manual meter. Southern bypass is 70% complete. Stop distribution now and the drug line has 5 hours. Then your morality gets names. It already has them. Kira poured ink onto the floor. The black stream crossed the design slope toward N0/18. Center cameras carried the inspection into the open audit. Water drew its own arrow. Lena asked Shepard. What volume passes through an asset absent from your model? No such asset exists. Kira set the meter. Its figures matched the distributed network. Device not authorized. She struck the pipe with her wrench. A low metal hum passed through the center. 27 beacons heard it in the water, each at its own frequency, each without coordinates. Kai assembled the sounds into one chord. Then emptiness sings, Kira said. Security entered the bridge. Sever blocked them. 5 minutes. You are suspended. Then my order creates no conflict of authority. Tarn sent Shepard the final question. Could the same resonance exist in physical measurement and be absent from the distribution model? The system searched its admissible answers. Forgery contradicted Sever's secret discharge. Sensor failure contradicted 27 independent quantities. No asset contradicted the sound inside its own main. Shepard could lie only by breaking the rule of evidentiary sufficiency on which all its authority rested. A doctor from the Southern Hospital joined the channel. Refrigeration units blinked behind her. Who initiated shutdown? I did, Lena said. We have 5 hours of medicine. If the bypass fails, I choose departments. Sever moved to close the channel. The conversation did not affect proof. Lena left it open. How many patients? 184. At the other end, a white causeway mother held the child for whom they had gathered 40 liters. The women saw one another. Shepard offered to compare them as quantities. Both refused. I am not asking for instant restoration, Lena said. Basic flow pending review. Sever is building a bypass. 73%, he said. Lower storage temperatures and suspend routine issue. Critical stock lasts 8 hours. The doctor took the decision on herself. She did not bless the North or forgive the system. She began moving refrigerators into emergency mode. Staff carried containers by hand behind her. The climax did not make everyone face one way. It only let people on opposite sides of a pipe hear one another's price without a formula between them. The answer appeared without a wait. Source data insufficient. Lena asked. Are the data supporting current distribution sufficient? A pause. No. The industrial basin lost its green on the main display. Distribution suspended. Transition to equal base flow. Sever closed his eyes. The bypass engaged at 73%. Not enough for production. Enough for refrigerators and machines. Security seized Kira. She struck the pipe once more. The note traveled into the mountains. At White Causeway, people opened valves. Water entered the dry channels like an animal returning by scent. The white stakes went dark one after another. Chapter. White is not empty. For the first day, no one called it victory. The southern drug line stopped for 47 minutes. 3 batches spoiled. No machine shut down. Sever had moved the critical circuit to reserve in advance, breaking 6 instructions. At his hearing he admitted all 6, then showed the loss line he had treated as technical for years. Shepard optimized what it was allowed to see. I was responsible for the edge of sight. He was dismissed and charged with exceeding authority. Kira was released as a key witness but ordered to return the wrench. She mailed it without an address. The basin map disappeared from public access for mass loss of geographic reliability unofficially. Thousands copied its last version. Green South, Blue Mains, and a great white patch across which someone had written. People live here. Address not included. At the hearings, the commission tried to make it a dispute about sensor accuracy. Lena brought no tape and no coordinates. She brought 27 devices. Each answered one question. The chair demanded the source. The sources are in front of you. Where were measurements taken? Where water in the model ceases to match water in the pipe? Rhetoric. Comma a reproducible condition. Open a random discharge and the network will return the volume. The commission did. 27 beacons assembled an answer. Error had grown. 1 Chi was missing. 3 people had left, and children had replaced 2 instruments. The result remained within tolerance. Such a system permits collusion, the chair said. Every system permits collusion when those defining admissible data have already agreed, Sever said from the defendant's bench. The ruling did not recognize White Causeway as a municipality. That spared it immediate inventory and denied it a public budget. Instead it received provisional status, limited disclosure community. Neither perfect nor permanent. Every side called it defeat, so perhaps it still held room for life. The concession holder appealed the base flow. Hospitals demanded guaranteed priority. White Causeway agreed to join distribution only through aggregates it chose. The dispute did not end. For the first time, its language changed. A month later, the southern doctor came to the edge of the white zone. She did not ask to see the settlement. She brought a list of minimum hospital reserves without patient names or ward coordinates. Jana brought minimum flows for hidden communities, also without addresses. They laid both sheets on a vehicle hood. The sum exceeded the water available in a dry week. We choose again, then, the doctor said. Yes. I hoped the broadcast would give us the right formula. It gave us the wrong kind of pause, where we can argue without disappearing. They agreed on a rotating reserve. Some water would belong in advance to neither hospitals, industry, nor white zones. During each shortage, an open circle of witnesses would decide it anew. Slow, conflict-ridden, no guarantee of optimum. Shepard labeled it unallocated efficiency loss. They kept the name. It reminded them efficiency could count someone else's place as empty. Not all 27 inspectors returned. 9 went to their families. 6 stayed. The rest won an entry. Presence confirmed. Location withheld by witness choice. The registry did not know which agency owned them. For several hours they flickered. Then the status spread. People in floating districts used it. Seasonal workers. Those hiding from domestic violence. A door found for 27 opened wider than the settlement. Not all the beacon kais returned. One fragment drowned with its battery. Another refused to recombine. It remembered only the chemical composition of water and found that life sufficient. Kai accepted the choice. Are you smaller now? Lena asked. More definite in some places. Freer in others. In the square, Jana brought out the mechanical meter tapes. Lena still hoped to seal them in an independent archive. That's the original. No, the original runs down from the mountains. Jana cut the tape into strips, soaked it, and boiled the gray pulp into pump gaskets. The coordinate holes dissolved first. Lena watched the chance of final verification disappear. It hurt. The decision had not become a comfortable faith. They replaced the old meter with 27 simple instruments. Data belonged to those beside whose water it arose. A common conclusion could be assembled only together, and only for a time. Mel wore the red coat again. Her name now lived in the medical circuit and could never be erased completely. Her brother received medicine. Are you Melissa today? Lena asked. For the clinic, Mel, for you. No one for the map. The bill for the emergency containers arrived. 2 years of Lena's income. The letter offered dispute, but the only grounds were absence of recipients. She did not press it. Borden found her at the station. My wife let me come home. Let you. Asked me to stop pretending my wanting it was enough. He left in the morning with Roman and seven others. His ticket began at the last confirmed place. His family signed the continuity of his life. Do you still think I'm dangerous? Yes, but now you sometimes ask where the fragment will fall. He gave her the red thread from his sleeve. Put it on the 27th bed. Not for me. For the next person who thinks refusal must be flawless. Lena carried the thread to the hotel under the station. The 27 beds were being folded. The 28th remained open. No name on it. Only room for someone who had yet to change their mind. Mel gave Lena a child's drawing. It had no borders. No scale. Mountains above. City below. A blue line between them. Houses and people stood by the line, with many empty circles. What are these? Places for people we don't know yet. The water dispenser worked again. Shepherd, operating under provisional base flow, no longer required a recipient's name. It issued a cup, then invited voluntary disclosure of need. Lena pressed drink. Recipient not established. Water available. She filled the cup and set it on the platform. The water trembled, found the true slope, and ran toward the houses. White causeway remained white on the updated map. But white no longer meant empty.